The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you around this fabulous country and beyond our borders, by the way, because we have a ton of listeners in other countries. Christina in Sweden, hats off to you, and Joe and the boys in England, who swear they're going to call us one day. Call us. Just call us now. Do it. Call us. Anyway, and it's funny because they always ask about what's going on with Donald Trump. What's going on with the election? The fascination outside of our borders for 2016 is at a very high level, my friends. Trust me. There are people that are just clamoring for more news on whatever it is that we have going on, politically speaking. Let's put it that way. All right. Let's talk about a few things that I think are of interest besides, well, now let's talk about this. I say, because I was going to push this off to another segment, but the, part of what I'm seeing in the mailbag, you know, when we talk about politics, is this whole thing about, thank goodness it's the end, for some people, it's the end of Obama. We're tired of the Obama regime and, you know, who's next and having me forecast what it, because that's what we do, forecast who I think will be in and what's going to happen the rest of the way. And the Republicans are making it tough because we think we're going to have an open convention. But, you know, we have this Merrick Garland situation with the Supreme Court, and Garland, of course, has talked to some of the people in the Senate, and you know, if you think about how long ago he was nominated, now there's questions about whether or not the president can directly appoint a Supreme Court justice if the Senate doesn't act on a nomination. That is curious, isn't it? I say it's curious, and these are some of the emails I'm getting. Oof, what happens with this? And you look at the Constitution and the Appointments Clause of Article 2, as somebody pointed out to me, and I recently read about this, clearly shows, or implies anyway, a power of the Senate to give advice on, and if it chooses to do so, to consent to a nomination, but it doesn't really say anything about how the Senate should go about exercising that power. So if you look at the text of the Constitution, I pulled it out to look at it, it leaves the Senate pretty much freed up to exercise that version of what are they going to do with the nominee, however they see fit. But really what we've seen in our history is the Senate has done this, has decided to decline to act on them, right? So I think this is just going to be a situation where they're just going to decline. That's what they're going to do. And that's it. We're going to have the vacancy on the Supreme Court. I mean, the president's made his choice to occupy the seat, and that's Judge Merrick Garland. But the Republicans, the leaders of the Senate, the Republican leaders, are saying they're not going to do anything with the nomination until a new president has been elected. So there's this whole thing about what's the constitutional duty and what's the definition of that and all and et cetera. I don't think there's going to be any kind of an impasse. I don't believe we're going to see that. And whether the president is frustrated or not, legally, you could make the argument, does the Supreme Court need to be at full strength? What do? You give the Senate a deadline to act on Judge Garland. What if they don't meet it? Do you put Garland on the court anyway? Would the Senate if they're inactive, not doing anything, would that allow him to do it? There's some interesting questions about it. You know, what does the Constitution say if one branch doesn't, you know, do you have to define the duty of another branch to use one of their powers by a certain date? I just don't think so. The way I look at this Article 2, the right that can be waived, I just don't see it. I don't think it's going to happen. So anyway, because there's been so much conversation about it, I wanted to address it. And it's true. I mean, nothing has happened at this point. So we're left saying, gosh, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be some sort of executive action. We haven't seen that. I don't believe it. Could you do it in between? Like, oh, this is the break in the Senate, so, you know, try to finagle it that way. I don't believe so. So I think this goes on to whoever the next president is. Let's put it that way. All right, so something else that tripped on my radar screen that I thought was pretty interesting is what's going on in North Korea. You have, you know, of course, more than saber rattling and Kim Jong-un, go try to figure that one out. Call Dennis Rodman, I suppose, that he seems to have the ear of Kim Jong-un. But now you've got this major senior North Korean military official who defected to South Korea. How often do you hear of that? Never. Probably because how do you get out of the country, first of all? He's the highest ranking military dude ever to jump over to South Korea, and he was a senior colonel with the North Korean Reconnaissance General Bureau is what it's called, and guess what they're in charge of? Espionage ops against South Korea. So I guess that would show the opening. Okay, that would give you the opening. I have the opening here, so I'm going to take it. And it does also, and I didn't realize this announcement is now it shows that you've got 13 North Korean nationals who have been working at a Pyongyang-owned restaurant that had defected to South Korea. The restaurant workers were 12 women and a man, and they defected saying feeling the pressure from North Korea authorities to send foreign currency back to their homeland. So that was one thing that happened, but just the fact that you've got a major colonel defecting and that he is somebody who was in charge of basically espionage spying, that's huge. I mean, that is absolutely huge. And for South Korea, if they can get, you know, information, how vital is it to them? I mean, tons of thousands of North Koreans have fled poverty and repression in the isolated areas in the last couple of decades. But a senior official, that's got to be very uncommon. I can't imagine that. And of course, now that means the tightening of the reins. If somebody else was thinking of falling out, forget it. You better fall back, because I can't imagine there won't be a lot of eyeballs in that direction. But that's a huge, huge story. I mean, huge. Because of the information he could possibly, well, will turn over to South Korea. He's got to know. He's got to know where some of the bodies are buried, I'll say, and has to have some vital information. And I would be curious, if I could be a fly on the wall, I would love to hear what he would have to say. All right, stay with us. We got plenty left to say here on this show, and we're going to toss it to the other side. So hang with us.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the show, a Hall of Famer, legendary, just an amazing, amazing golfer and human being from everything I know, from so many people have met this gracious man. Gary Player joins us now. Think about it, the Masters, three Masters. He won 9 major championships on the regular tour, 6 champion tour major championships, and if I told you his whole resume, we wouldn't have any time to talk to him. Gary, what a thrill to have you on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
It's a pleasure, Kate. I spend a lot of time in Dallas, where you're speaking from, a great state and wonderful people. Love your law and order. Just love everything about Texas.
That's great. I'm sure that's music to the ears of a lot of people who are listening to us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you just watched the Masters, went through the Masters, saw what happened to our Jordan Spieth, because, of course, he's from the DFW area, that what I'll call blow-up hole on 12, where it seemed like he had it in the bag and he's going to win a back-to-back Masters. What do you think was going through his mind? He looks so forlorn.
Kate, it's very difficult, you can imagine, to lead the Masters going into the last round. I mean, I was in that position, and I've experienced it. It's not easy. The whole world, you know, is watching you play over 1.4 billion people, and it means so much in your career. But Jordan Spieth, they can be so proud of him as a Texas resident. He's one of the finest young men that I've met. Behaves well, speaks well. Was a great role model to young people. He just didn't play well the last day, and that happens to Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, to me, everybody else. He didn't play well. He hit a bad shot at number 4. He didn't hit a good shot at number 5. He hit not a good drive at 10, and he put his second shot in the bunker. And then he drove in the trees at 11, and he was lucky at, never mind 12, where he made a big miss. Look, what happened to him is very easy to do. But you got to on 12 And that's the one thing that he learned. If he learned one thing this week, you always play for the middle of the green at 12. Because 12 is the lowest part of the golf course, and that's where the winds swirl. And it's different to other parts of the golf course. So you've got to put the ball on that green. But at 13, he was a little fortunate. The ball seemed to just go through the edge of the trees, and he wasn't playing his best. And in spite of that, because he is the greatest putter in the world today, you cannot play your best and still have a chance to win. And what I liked about him, after 12, which he made a complete mess of, unfortunately, he hung in there. He hung in there. He didn't give up. And he still had a chance to win with two holes to play. So I'm a big Jordan Spieth fan.
Yeah, when you think that when it's all said and done, Gary, do you think he's going to amass a lot of championships? He's just 22 years old.
Yes, he is. He certainly is. I mean, look what he's done in major championships already. But we can all get better. Now, Willett, who won the Masters, he played the best. He just played fantastic. And another man who played fantastic golf was Rory McIlroy, but he putted terribly. If he had Jordan Spieth putting for him, he would have won by 5 shots. But the ifs don't count. But I think that Jordan, my personal opinion, I think he's got to tweak his backswing. I think he's got to just make a slight improvement on his backswing, and then he is going to be dynamite.
I love that. I love that. Tips from Gary. One of the things that you did in your career is you won the career Grand Slam, and we know Rory McIlroy was trying for that at the Masters, and we saw what happened with him. First of all, what was it like to win a career Grand Slam, and how tough is it?
Well, first of all, the Grand Slam I won on the senior tour was tougher than the Grand Slam on the regular tour, and I noticed you said 6 majors on the senior, on this Champions Tour, but I've won 9. You see, when you go onto the Champions Tour, and the standard of golf is basically, as we saw Bernard Langer, how well he's done. We've seen the guys play the Champions Tour, the senior tour as it's known. They come onto the senior tour, they play, they go back on the regular tour and they win. And then they come back on our tour and they win, and they go back on the regular tour and win. A lot of players did that. So the standard of play on the senior tour is very, very good. Now, the reason I'm the only player in the world to have won the Grand Slam on both tours is because when I turned 50, I was in the same condition that I was when I was 25. Now, not everybody could say that, and that's why I was able to win the senior Grand Slam. I was really, really fit.
All right, so that's a good lesson for all of us mere mortals out here who are hacking away at the golf ball. It matters your fitness, doesn't it?
Well, most people are not interested in health. You must understand that. Healthcare systems are doomed for all countries in the world. If you take this, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, there are going to be 100 million Americans with diabetes in 50 years' time. Think about that, Kate. And this is happening all over the world. People, 1 out of every 2 men getting cancer, 1 out of every 3 women, diabetes. Now, heart attacks are even more serious. That's the number one disease. So healthcare systems are doomed. The best system we can have is to incentivize people to not smoke, not drink, lose weight, do exercise, just like your car. If you have a lot of crashes, your insurance is higher. There's got to be incentivized systems for people to look after your health.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Of all of the, and this is a tough question, of all the victories, of all the years that you've logged on golf courses, what was your absolute favorite victory?
Playing in the British Open with Jack Nicklaus at the toughest golf course in the world, Carnoustie in Scotland. We came down the last round and we played the 14th hole and there were 5 of us within 1 shot. And it's a par 5, and the wind was really whipping, and I hit a 3-wood 6 inches from the hole, and he birdied it, but I eagled it, and I went on to win by 2 shots in those difficult conditions. The British Open is the hardest tournament in the world to win, because one day you hit a drive and a wedge to the hole, and honestly, Kate, the next day you hit a drive and a 5-iron. So yardage doesn't really mean anything. It's a matter of instinct and talent. So the British Open is, besides being the oldest and the most historic, it's, I think, the toughest to win. Because, you know, if you play tennis, Kate,
yeah,
and one of my grandsons wants to be a tennis pro, he asked me what's more difficult. I said, when you win Wimbledon or the U.S. Open, you've got to beat 7 guys, basically. I said, for us to win a major championship, we've got to beat 150. And then I said, when you play tennis, if it's windy, or it's raining or whatever it is, you play against your opponent with the same conditions. In the British Open, you play in the morning, and there's no wind and no rain. And the afternoon, up comes a gale and it's raining, and you've got to play, and you shoot 78, and you played better than the man who shot 68 in the morning. So it's a very difficult sport, golf. Very difficult.
Yeah, great way to put that in perspective. So did you have, like, a death grip on the claret jug?
Well, I'm blessed to have won 3 seniors and 3 regulars, so that was a blessing for me. And I think my word, I walked up Magnolia Lane, which is the driveway up to the clubhouse at Augusta, and I always have them drop me off at the gate, and I walk up that avenue, and I just say a prayer of thanks. You know, at Augusta, I won it 3 times, second 3 times, the top 5, 8, the top 10, 15, most number of cuts in a row, and the oldest, and played in more Masters than anybody else. So I get out, and I walk, and I say to the Lord, thank you for this blessing bestowed upon me. I'm so grateful for this. Because people take advantage and they take things for gratitude, and there's a sense of entitlement, and we're not entitled to a damn thing.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. One last one. So you have a lot of passions. I know that we share one. I know you like thoroughbred racehorses, and also you like designing courses. So tell me about that.
We've designed over 300 golf courses around the world, and I really enjoy that because I'm a rancher. And so I love all horses, quarter horses. I started with quarter horses, but the only way you can make money out of horses is the thoroughbred industry. And so I have a beautiful ranch in South Africa. It's one of the most beautiful ranches in the world. I have country music in the barns, have my own golf course, and my own game reserve with wild animals in. And the golf course is right in amongst where all the wild animals are. So we have a motto, if you can't beat them, eat them.
Oh, that's a great name.
And then I'm trying to get a message through to these young boys in America. Be proud of this great country. Get a good education. Unfortunately, the education system in America is not in the top 10. And America should be number one across the board. You should be number one. You should have the strongest army. You should have the best golfers. You should never lose the Ryder Cup. Never. And it's just, I don't understand it. We've got to wake up. Wake up, America, is my slogan.
I like that. Maybe too bad you can't run for office, because I think that would look good on a hat.
Not for me. I don't want those politics, man. Golf is tough enough. I want to make friends. I don't want to make enemies. You know, the day you become president of America, 49% of the country don't like you anymore.
So true. So true. Gary Player, thank you so much. What a thrill. Appreciate it.
Take care, Kate.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
But where did you get your voice from? It's very...
I bought it at the Salvation Army.
You
cost
did?
Me $29.95, and you can have one, too.
Joe, I entered the Batcave with ideas to map me. And the bad taste of rap race, I lack faith. Even when I start in the back lane, down my lap, reign supreme. It's burst in my trap veins. We're halfway home, can't give up yet. A belly full of fear, so life from a drop dead in a minute.
Once again, we have massive amounts of mail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a thoughtful audience. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. And that makes us all feel good. Here on America Tonight, no matter what you want to say, whether it's a complaint, whether it's attaboy, whether it's a great recipe to share, or something that's going on in your neighborhood that you're just on fire to talk about, absolutely, lay it on us, americatonight.net. Let's go to our first one. This one is from Jim. He says, Kate, I don't understand this whole Donald Trump thing. I don't necessarily dislike Trump. I just think it's ridiculous. I know I've heard you say this before. Where are all the great candidates? There are people that really care about what's happening in the United States, who are passionate about it, who have devoted their life to it, who are true public servants. Why don't they step up to the plate? Well, the answer is they're not electable. And what I mean by that is, you gotta have money, you gotta have powerful friends, you gotta know how to make serious money. I can't even imagine what it would be like to campaign. I thought about this the other day. What if I, like, started a campaign to run for anything? City council, I might have a good shot, because I know a lot of people in my hood. I go out and I volunteer and do, probably not enough, I wish I had more time, but I go out and I lend a hand, kind of, you know, get out there, and I could raise the rafters, so maybe I could get elected for city council. But if tomorrow I had to run for Congress, again, whether you have a radio audience, whether you have some other professional backing behind you from your profession, you got to have serious, serious chops. And so someone like a Donald Trump, he's got chops. He knows a ton of people. He knows how to raise money if he had to raise money, and he has his own money, a la Ross Perot. So that's the deal with that. very few can make it from the "I'm like the rest of you" ranks. I mean, it's just true. It's the way the system is now. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe in Texas. Hey, Kate, I know you're a Texas gal. Boy, what's going on with our weather is insane. I don't know if the rest of the country knows this, but we've had some crazy hailstorms, and people are getting serious roof damage and window damage and all that kind of stuff. I was wondering if you were okay. Well, thank you for asking me if I was okay. Hail, we've seen two really super big hailstorms, and knock on wood, maybe it's because I have some trees. I haven't seen it so far. They're going to come out and check the roof. Everyone in my neighborhood is checking their roof. It's crazy. Now, I would hear about these hail stories, and I would miss them always. It would just be light hail, and now I've seen actual golf ball size hail. It is weird. And so, yes, there's massive damage. Roofers have to be happy. In my neighborhood and all the neighborhoods around me, and in Texas and Dallas, Fort Worth, for people who don't know, that's where our satellite facility is. There, you see roof signs everywhere, like the roofers. You know, get a free estimate. Roofer, different roofers everywhere, and they're putting out cards on all the houses. So it's business. I thought about that, right? It's business for some, because there's got to be people that had skylights or other roof problems. So once again, as we're going through the mailbag, you can see I'm trying to do kind of a potpourri this time around, for lack of a better way to describe it, and get different thoughts on different types of emails that I get. Because frankly, we get a lot of political email, but also what else is happening. And I say this, that's why I said at the top, what's happening in your world. All right, Panama Papers. I got like three or four emails on that. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, explain the Panama Papers. Wow. I mean, this is crazy. Do you think we're going to hear some more bombshells of other people who were hiding money? Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And that's what it is. Now what they're saying is that the Peruvian tax team or authorities have raided the home of the representative of the country, Mossack Fonseca, and they seized accounting documents as part of this investigation into tax evasion and fraud involving that law firm and Peruvian taxpayers. So, you know, now this has all come to light, and it's more about what about other world leaders? You know, for example, David Cameron. It was revealed that Cameron, the Prime Minister of the UK, his father had set up a Panama-based trust, and his wife had profited from shares from the trust, but he denied he attempted to conceal it or to avoid taxes. So this is about laying the hammer down. It's like the FIFA president, same thing. Swiss cops raided the headquarters after the Panama Papers revealed this TV rights contract. And I think that we're going to see more people step into it. Of course, Iceland's prime minister, same thing. That was one of the first ones to fall, first dominoes. That there's been all kinds of protests and calls for his resignation after the leaked documents happened from that law firm that revealed that his links to an offshore company. So this is about offshore hiding the bread, hiding the money. That's the best way to put it. Putin's in this, and Putin, of course, denies it and says it's ridiculous. But they're connecting associates of Putin's, the Russian president, to hidden wealth in these offshore companies. So that's what it's about. It's the shell game. Even China's president, same thing. They're talking about China's president and having money and ties to offshore money. So this is just really the tip of the iceberg, Jake, to tell you the truth. I think we're going to see some other names bubble up here, and who they're going to be, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of rumors, but those are pretty darn big names. If you ask me, when you're talking about world leaders, Cameron, especially from what I heard, was really not happy that all that was revealed. All right, let's move on to this one comes to us from Joan, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show. I want you to know you have plenty of listeners out there. Many of us maybe don't call or send you an email, but we are listening. Isn't that what talk radio is about? And I'm wondering if you had any thoughts on that Seattle woman and the fact that she disappeared, went on a date, she was reported missing, and she didn't pick up her daughters, and apparently she was killed by somebody that she met online. What do you think about online dating? Wow, well, that's a wide open question as far as what do I think about online dating, because I'm married and I've never online dated, and I know people who have and say that there's nice people out there, but it is pretty darn scary, isn't it? So here's what they did. She did meet someone online. She supposedly was going on a date with him, going to the Mariners game with him. They've arrested him. His name is John Charlton. And they're investigating him, obviously. He has a big-time criminal history, convictions for assault in the 90s, battery in 2009, arrested for theft. I mean, he has like a bad criminal past, right? And they used forensic evidence, I guess, with phone calls, cell towers, and then worked the case. So they found the suspect pretty early on. And she met him online, and they'd been dating. So it wasn't a first date. I don't know if they met, you know, what website, how that happened. They're still trying to, you know, they still haven't revealed any of that. But she definitely met him online. Her name was Ingrid Lynn. She was just 40 years old, had three kids. No, she was divorced, had three kids. And boy, oh boy, it's savage. It was what it is. I mean, that's, I'll just say it. It's just savage. It's terrible. And you think that now these girls are motherless. And apparently, I mean, they just found her body in just terrible, terrible condition. Gosh, it's just sad. I mean, what can I say? It's awful. It's great that they have the suspect, and hopefully they nail that case shut. At least they can do that in her honor, or not in her honor, just to solve it and throw him away. But it's a terrible, grisly, awful, awful thing. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Pop. I like that. Pop. Hi, Pop. And Pop says, Kate, listen to the show, like what you talk about, even like those crazy movie reviews, because I'm not a big movie fan, but I have to tell you, you're kind of getting me interested in going to see a movie. Well, I'm sure the movie industry likes that then, but there's good movies in between the bad ones, right? That's why I say sometimes just wait till it streams, right? Wait till it streams. All right, so here's my deal. I wonder if you had a favorite movie of all time. You know, that's a tough question for me because I do like movies. It's like my mental release. I can escape in a movie. I've seen crummy movies. If it's really, really super crummy, I wouldn't hang for it. But I would say, you know what? This is going to make me sound, well, I've got to outdate me. I just watched this the other day. The Godfather. I like The Godfather. There's just something about those characters. Marlon Brando, the whole good guy, bad guy. What is the mafia compared to politics, where Michael Corleone says that to his wife. You know, she's just aghast at realizing, of course, even though she knew it underneath the surface, what was really happening in his world. And so I think I like the themes. The whole family thing and what it represents and the deeper issues in The Godfather. If you watch it and really, really watch it, then you get it. And I love that. That's why I like that movie, I think. And what other movie did I like? You know, even The Ten Commandments. I mean, that sounds like a funny old-fashioned movie to say. It's been around forever, Charlton Heston. But the whole parting of the Red Sea, as a little girl when I saw that movie, like at home, when they were re-racking it because they run it all the time, and, you know, once or twice a year. And when I saw that, I thought that was so wild. Just how the water rose and just the effects in that movie, just amazing. So in that movie, it was more about the effects and the theme and bringing that whole thing to life. And in The Godfather, it was a different set of things. All right, we're out of time for the mailbag. Remember, keep them coming, americatonight.net.
Why are you bothering this to mail? I've got news for you. Open the paper.
December 7th,
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Out of town, my work takes me out of town. I empty villages, I burn their houses down. I set up factories, lay out plantations, and bring prosperity to the poorer nation.
And we're back with Stephen Kelly from last week. You know, we were talking about this Department of Labor fiduciary ruling and what a nightmare it's become, a hornet's nest, and ultimately what that means for you, because we boil it back down to you. Stephen Kelly, as you know, is the author of a book, Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. You can pick that up on Amazon.com. And Stephen, last week, first of all, hello, we were talking about compensation. We said we would pick it up and talk about the compensation problem and the confusion over that for most people when they're looking for financial advice.
Yeah, and by the way, how are you?
Good, how are you? We just dive right into it.
You seem like you're eager to jump into this subject, and it's an important one. Here's the issue. And this is what was at the heart of the fiduciary standards rule, and that's compensation. The belief is that under the current compensation rules create a conflict of interest between advisor and advisee. And in some cases, I think that may be true. And my position has always been that, you know, you can deal with these things simply by full disclosure. Disclose how you're compensated to the client, and they can make the determination as to whether or not they want to work for you. And I think that would have been a better approach than just saying certain compensation models are bad and certain ones are good. Now, here's the conflict that's going on. certain products, essentially insurance products that I sell and people like me sell, are compensated by commissions, and those commissions can be taken all at once or spread over the life of the contract. And we call that, when you take it all at once, we call that a heap commission. The thing about it is that the commission is never paid by the client. It's always paid by the insurance company. And it can range anywhere from 4% to 8%, say, of the value of the contract, which opens up the possibility that I can make a lot of money on it. If somebody gives me $250,000, for example, and I were to throw you into an 8% commission contract, you know, that would open me up to make about $20,000 on that deal. And that's a lot of money. The issue is the wrap fee, which is what everybody says is the good thing rather than the evil commissions, ends up being much more expensive for the client. Let me explain why. The wrap fee model has two areas of fees. One is the fees that are present within the financial product itself. For example, a mutual fund would have things like M&E fees, mortality expense, and some other things, and expense ratios and stuff like that built into it. So there's fees built into the product itself that usually are 1 to 1.5%, and then there's the fee or the wrap fee that the advisor himself or herself charges, which is often in the neighborhood of 1 to 2%. So that's about 3 to 3.5% of the value of your money that's charged to you, and you have to pay it, and you pay that each and every year. And you don't just pay it on the premium that's put in like you do with an insurance product, but you pay it on the full value of your account. So let's look at the two situations. Let's assume that we have $100,000, in an annuity, and I put you, for whatever reason, in a very high commission product, and I get an $8,000 commission all up front. Or I could put you into a wrap fee product where you're going to end up paying commissions of around $3,000 a year every year for as long as you have that account. And let's look at the net impact of that by the end of 10 years. By the end of 10 years with the upfront commission product, there has been a commission, there has been compensation paid to me of $8,000, and you didn't pay it.
Right.
The insurance company paid it. On the other product, you have actually paid out $30,000 in fees during that 10-year period, and I have made $10,000 instead of $8,000 because my portion of that was 1%.
Wow.
So that's the conflict that they're talking about, okay? Now, I agree that that 8% upfront commission can often have detrimental impact on the client. But the notion that the client is better off automatically paying out of pocket $30,000 over a 10-year period versus paying nothing out of pocket, but my being compensated directly by the company, to me is ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's clear to me that the client at the end of the day is really paying much, much more on with the wrap fee than they are with the commission. So my approach to this whole thing would have been requiring me to disclose to the client, which I do anyway. When I put a product in front of them, I say, okay, you have the option to take this one, this one, this one. If you take this one, I make this amount. If you take this one, I make this amount. And if you take this one, I make this amount. Now, I believe the client has the right to know that. And so we disclose that when we are talking to them. But I don't believe that they are necessarily better off paying $30,000 out of pocket as opposed to paying nothing over here.
Right. So it's best to really be able to know exactly. I think you're a very transparent person, and perhaps it's because other people aren't as transparent, or maybe we go back to what you and I have talked about before. Ask the questions, correct?
Ask the questions, yeah. Nothing should be off the table. When you sit down with a financial advisor, you should be able to, I'm not talking about personal questions and things like that, but as far as the money is concerned and the way it's going to be managed and what it's going to cost and what the advisor is going to make and whose interests are better served, there should be nothing off the table in terms of what the client can ask. And further, not only that, but it should be the advisor that brings these things up and lays them on the table.
Yeah, that only makes sense. I mean, you know this in your years of dealing with it. If you have that all right there in the front and you have all the questions out, it makes for a better relationship. And, of course, if you're the investment advisor, which you are, you want to have a good relationship with the people who are your clients, because it's like any other business. They're your walking billboards. It doesn't make any sense to not have everything out on the table.
You know, you're so right. And not only that, but these things are long-term relationships.
Yep.
We don't the way we make money with people, mentor of mine once said, you can always trust the selfish interest.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always liked that saying because it's true. What is my selfish interest here? And if you can uncover that, then you can know what's motivating me. Well, the long-term selfish interest I have is to set up a long-term relationship that's good and healthy and open and mutually respectful. And it serves us both. That way I will prosper and the client will prosper. The other thing that shouldn't be missed is in this day and age of the internet and media, it's so easy to become tarnished in the view of the public. So people in my position, people in any position where they're serving the public, really need to keep that in mind and understand, look, you need to do the best. You need to be able to defend yourself in all circumstances that you have worked in the best interest of your client. And then you won't have any trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. This was incredible information, incredibly valuable. And I hope people really take this to heart so they know exactly where they're going and why not ask those questions that we talk about. The book, again, is called Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. Stephen Kelly is always great. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, send them in the right direction.
Okay, again, www.freemoneyguys.com or 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO.
Great. Stephen, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a privilege and a pleasure.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.